Alrighty, so let's have you sit comfortably and just review in your mind that symbol. Review very quickly that brief visualization to get those success emotion feelings. Review very quickly the feelings that you had of having achieved the result. And recalling, feeling the presence of your spirit team, some spirit support presence. And now let's have you relax your body with some nice, slow, deep breaths. And with each exhalation, you really can feel your energy relax. Relax, relax, and taking another deep breath in, and relax, 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 and another deep breath in, and relax, relax, relax. And allowing yourself to feel a softness coming through your body because you are relaxing. Good. And relax. Letting go. Noticing how your stomach is softening, the muscles in your hips are softening. Your shoulders are dropping and just relaxing. That's right. Now, please ask your spirit team, your higher self, and your other spirit helpers to come close to you who will help you to release any blocks to your success and who are also equipped and able to help you activate success energies in your energy field. Specialists who are able to help you release blocks to your success and who also have the skill to help you activate success energies in your energy field. Ask them to come and make their presence known around you now. As well, go ahead and strengthen your grounding cord. Revisit the energies of tubes of light that are at the base of the soles of your feet. Strengthen and detail out the ball of light above your head, which is the presence of your soul, your spiritual energies. Strengthen your protection prayer that only that which is for your highest good, only those spirit helpers that are for your highest life experience are able to come close to you. All others are not welcome and must stand back or leave. And now we will begin by focusing on your first chakra. Looking at your first chakra with your clairvoyant sight and placing the symbol of you successfully accomplishing your project into the center of that first chakra. Just know that it's going into the center of your first chakra, the symbol of successfully accomplishing your project. And quickly run the video of you seeing yourself, feeling yourself, hearing yourself right after you successfully accomplished your project. The moment right after you definitely completed that project. Run that video right in your first chakra. Knowing that anything that is interfering with or is resistant to you having that success automatically is being pushed out of your first chakra and sent down your grounding cord. And on the inhale, you replace and fill that vacuum with a strengthening of that visualization and that symbol. And now ask your spirit team to clean out anything else that's in your first chakra that is resistant to your success of this project and that will activate the certain success of this project completion. Good. Now we move to the second chakra. Put your attention on the second chakra, please. Place the symbol of successfully completing your project into that second chakra. Run the video of you successfully accomplishing that project the moment after it is completed. Knowing that anything that is standing in the way of that completion is thrown out of your energy field down the grounding cord, and the vacuum is filled with the energies of that symbol and the energies of those success emotions and the vision of your video. And asking your spirit team to take out anything else that's residual, that is resisting that success accomplishment, and that will activate your success accomplishment for certain. And moving now to your third chakra. Place the symbol in, knowing that you're releasing whatever needs to be released. Running the visualization of your success emotions. filling the vacuum with strengthening of your symbol, a strengthening of the visualization, a strengthening of the success emotions. Asking your spirit team to come in and remove anything that's remaining, that's resistant to your success, and to activate, help you activate the success energies for you to accomplish that goal. And moving to your heart chakra, your fourth chakra. Inserting, embedding the symbol of your project completion. Releasing whatever is resistant to that success and activating the energies of success. Running the video of your success emotions. Continuing to release anything that is blocking the success of your project and activating and intensifying your success emotions. Asking your spirit guides, your higher self, to come in and to help you release even more of whatever resists your success, and to activate even more the energies that will bring certain success. And moving to your throat chakra, inserting the symbol of successfully accomplishing your project, knowing that whatever is resistant is released down your grounding cord, run the video of you the moment after you have successfully accomplished your project. Those emotions are just intense success emotions. And asking your spirit guides, your higher self, to come in and help you to further release any resistance, any success blocks, and to activate instead the energy patterns, the energy constructs for certain success of your project completion. And focusing on your third eye. Embedding the symbol, running the video, releasing the blocks, activating the success certainty energies. Feeling the emotions of the success, the moment right after you succeeded at your project. asking your spirit helpers to further release and to further activate the necessary energy constructs for you to succeed at this project. And your crown chakra. Embed, insert that success symbol, knowing that you are dislodging and releasing any success blocks. Running the video of you the moment after you successfully accomplished your goal. Those success emotions are so intense. Asking your higher self and your other spirit helpers to further support you in releasing any residue of resistance blocks and further activating constructs of energy that will bring certain success in your physical plane. And relax, keeping your eyes closed. Ask your spirit team and your higher self if they have any message for you. What is the message? And thanking your spirit team, seeing them back off and go on their way, your higher self integrates and merges back into you if you saw it in front of you. In either case, your higher self is with you always. And now, imagine that there is a huge violet flame bonfire of transmutation. And I'd like you to take your grounding cord and release it from the base of your spine and throw it into that transmuting bonfire of violet flame, the flame of Saint Germain, and put a new, fresh, clean, dynamic grounding cord in its place at the base of your spine. And the one that has been transmuted was filled with energies of gunked up success blocks, and now all of that is transmuted into higher frequencies of support, of love, of light, of determination, of self-value, of courage. And now in a moment, I'm going to bring you back to the here and now. So the count of three. Number one, opening your eyes at the count of three. Number one, moving your fingers, your toes, taking some nice, slow, luxurious, deep breaths. Two, coming up slowly, remembering everything that happened during that clearing and activation, taking a deep breath in, and three, opening your eyes, wide awake and alert, feeling amazing.